This is a replay of the Tuesday night, February 21st, WGN show. We started about 11 Central. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We've got a couple hours to spend together tonight. It is live, by the way. I have to say that because for the last 2 weeks it hasn't been. But this week, we are live every night. Now, tomorrow night, we'll start at midnight in Central Time due to sports. But then Thursday should be around 10:15. So almost a whole show. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine, and plenty of things to talk about. Otherwise, it's totally unscreened. And so that's the deal. You're welcome to call. But see, Dan is at WGN's Master Control Room, and his finger is ready to hit that buzzer should you decide to exercise your freedom of speech, including colorful four-letter words. So it we'll make it on the air, is the bottom line. And apologies to Dan for having to actually listen to the whole show, but much appreciated. Yeah, sorry. So... Years ago, when I was young, one of my early jobs in radio was running the board right after the Cuban Missile Crisis for Cubans who were broadcasting in Miami radio. And at the time, we would just memorize the out cues because we had absolutely no idea. And so as far as I'm concerned, anybody back at Master Control hears me say WGN Radio, they know what to do. But actually to have to hear every word, yeah, I know. And I remember I walked in one day and the general manager of the station where I was doing this board hopping said, you know, I need you to note if they're trying to overthrow the government. And, you know, I said, I can barely remember what the out cues are. How do you think I'll know that? And then he just looked at me kind of sternly, and I said, look, I cannot stop these people from urinating in the wastebaskets. How do you think I'm going to stop them from overthrowing the country? So I think the response was, just do your best. But, knowing child Spanish, because, you know, I spoke it as a young child, is not the same as knowing adult going to overthrow the government Spanish. And I have absolutely no idea if they were trying. All right, so as I say, it's totally unscreened. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. And we'll kick it off. I answered the phone during the news. We'll see if Graham in New Jersey is still with us. So are you there, Graham?
Yes, and I promise not to cuss.
Well, Dan's ready.
I just wanted to know, how's John doing?
Well, thank you for asking. He's going to be perfect. Of course, it's going to be a full year of steady rehab. It's not going to be quick. It's going to be pretty gruesome, but he will come back. And, you know, a few stroke, especially hemorrhagic stroke, few people can say that.
Okay, great.
So, yeah.
Great,
so,
great.
Yeah.
Good. I didn't get a chance to check last night. We kind of had a loss in our group of friends.
Oh, what happened?
Well, a young kid that I was friends with, his dad, he couldn't handle what was going on in his life. He's been kind of a lost soul since his dad passed away a few years ago, and he ended his days yesterday.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's so hard.
So we were at somewhat of an Irish, I guess you would call it an Irish funeral last night. You know, there was a lot of people there, and it was a lot of unhappy people.
Well, of course.
You know, trying to make the best of it by drinking way too much.
Yeah, that sounds like the appropriate wake, absolutely. But
difference between an Irish wake and an Irish funeral is one less person standing.
Well, that's right. It's so tough, though. And, you know, I think that most people who, you know, take that final step don't realize how that will affect the people they're leaving behind. It's just a horrible thing, and far too much of it of late.
Yes, definitely, definitely. But yeah, so I tried calling at 11 o'clock our time, and there was no recording on the phone.
Yeah,
so I was all psyched up, and I was actually hoping to speak to John, but I guess that's being too optimistic.
Well, yeah, John, he was in ICU in Mayo for a while, but he was transferred to a rehabilitation hospital, and he actually, as of March 1st, will be an outpatient. I will have to obviously move to the Phoenix area and do the show from there because they don't have that kind of rehab here, you know, in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
So we figure it'll be about a year. And he's pleased not to be in Globe. So he's not terribly disappointed. You know, people say, are you having depression? He says, no, I'm looking forward to what I get to eat. And he's right.
Okay, well, I've actually, since you guys moved out to Globe, Arizona, I've been looking at it on the map and looking at it on the internet,
mm-hmm.
thinking someday I'd like to take a ride out there.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. Yeah, only if you're lost.
Well, with some of the places that you've got to remember, I was a commercial driver.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the places that I've been sent to over the years, you know, I used to have to go to Apalachicola almost every week.
Oh, yeah, you know? In Florida.
Oh, yes,
Opa-locka. Yeah. And Opa-locka is interesting because it has the intersection of Scheherazade Boulevard and Alibaba Avenue. You know, you got to like that.
Alibaba Avenue.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and Scheherazade. Yeah. And all the, you know, all the city buildings and stuff kind of have that motif. So
it is an interesting area. And
yeah.
And I've gotten lost in, what's that place? Hialeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, Hialeah now, it's interesting. It used to be just pretty much country, and now Hialeah is 99.9% Hispanic.
Well, you see, my friend actually owned a house down there for a little while,
mm-hmm.
Belonged to his Polish aunt.
Okay.
And it was left to them, and they were like, oh, God, what are we going to do with this?
Oh, well, sell it to someone who speaks Spanish.
They did.
Sure.
They did.
And, you know, they've done very well in the area. But, mm-hmm. Opa-locka is great. I mean, you've seen City Hall. You think you were on a foreign planet or Russia. So.
Yeah. And then where else? Back in the day, I still watch reruns of Cops from down in that area because there's a, I've seen a glimpse of it myself, so I really do know that it exists. But there's a picture of me, I think it's on State Road 84 driving by.
That's Alligator Alley, as you know.
Well, yeah, but it was the part of State Road 84 when you get into town over near Lester's Diner.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you know where that is. It's like the big 24-hour diner.
Yeah, absolutely.
There.
And I know State Road 84 very well. I used to work at a radio station that was right off of State Road 84. So,
mm-hmm.
Yes, know it well.
Yep. So, because they used to be constantly filming, they were always rousting people there and on Dixie Highway over there by the inflatable experts.
Well, Lester's has multiple locations in Broward County: Sunrise, Fort Lauderdale, Margate, and Pompano Beach. So yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. The only one that I've ever been to is the one that has room for car carriers to park outside.
Yep, 250 West State Road 84.
Yep, we used to camp out there because my wife, if she needed to go to the bathroom, she felt safe walking in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, and State Road 84 today, of course, not as traveled because they completed I-75 or 275 or whatever right over to 95. But it used to be the only way you'd get to the West Coast.
Okay, I would believe that.
Yeah.
So, I mean... You know, I was very upset, actually, when I went down there a little over a year ago. I took a ride down to Florida, and almost all the places I used to go to are gone.
Of course.
You know, they're all of the truck stops that were good have now turned into fast food.
Yeah.
And there's even less and less awful houses than there used to be.
Yeah. But, you mentioned fast food. There's one thing, the Sunshine State Parkway that, of course, later became Florida's Turnpike. But I used to hate that because Marriott had that deal. So the only restaurants on the whole Sunshine State Parkway were hot shops. So when they finally got rid of the hot shops and brought in fast food, I was like, hallelujah.
Okay, well, that could be. But I just I never really got. I only rode on the Florida Turnpike once in the years that I was driving down there, because why would I pay a toll if there's a toll road right next to it
because
that I can take for free?
There didn't used to be that. You see, that's what happened. That I-95 was not complete for decades and decades and decades. In fact, it would dead end in North Palm Beach and wouldn't pick up again until really the Golden Glades interchange. And they didn't want to complete that because the state didn't want to lose money. And the same thing with I-75. You know, used to just dead end there in the Tampa area, and then they didn't want to bring that around. They finally did in both cases. But You know, just like remember how long it took to take I-95 through all of Philadelphia? You know, and of course, 75 was the one I hated because north of Atlanta in Cobb County, they refused to build 75 because they didn't want to lose that traffic through Marietta.
Oh, okay.
You know, so you'd get off the highway, you'd drive on Marietta, you'd get back on. So, so SSP, or now Florida's Turnpike, that used to be the only road.
I had no idea. You see, I hadn't been to Florida until sometime in the 90s. I'd never been there.
Right. And I left in the early 70s. So my information is real old. But as far as late 50s through the early 70s, I know Miami.
Mm-hmm. No, I believe that. Yeah, because you said you spent a lot of time working down there. And I would have liked to have seen if you had actually stopped a revolution.
What could I have possibly done? Like I said, couldn't even get them to stop urinating in those wastebaskets.
don't say that too many times, because the guy there in the control room might have to bleep you out.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, and that over the years, usually most of my board ops have had to bleep me more than the caller, so you're right. You're absolutely right.
I know. I've slipped a couple of times and had to be bleeped.
Sure.
But it does happen.
Yeah.
It does happen from time to time. You get caught up in it, and you know, that's kind of how it goes.
Absolutely.
But, you know, let us know that John was let John know that we've been thinking about him for the last few weeks.
Thank you. Well, keep it up. The prayers work, and he appreciates it greatly.
And we're gonna be wait. I'm looking forward to him coming back and screening the calls.
It won't be too long. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and I sent you an email you'll like.
Okay, I'll look for it. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
So, 8888-ROLLYE, and let me, and it is on screen, totally unscreened radio, and we'll put a couple people on hold and say you got to be patient because I do this in order, and I have no idea who you are, but we're about to find out who is online, too, coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio.
If I walk in the pathway of duty, if I work to the close of the day long, I shall see the great King in all his beauty.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and those are the Soul Stirrers. And that was one of the songs that Sam Cooke's group recorded before he had cut a secular record. When Art Rupert Specialty Records heard You Send Me, he said, "You can't do that. You're not a secular singer." And so, of course, he went to Bob Keane, who released You Send Me, and of course, went to number one. So Art Rupe, over the years, would re-release anything he could that had Sam Cooke on it, and, of course, his group, the Soul Stirrers, and his family's group. And that was one of them. But truth of the matter is, it wasn't released until after Sam had several hits. And so I'm not 100% sure when it was recorded, other than before You Send Me, because, of course, you know, Bumps Blackwell left and everything else. But, yeah, Art Rupe put it out. Last time I saw it was a single on Specialty years later, like 1971. So I don't know about the first time. But nonetheless, I'm playing that because Scotty in East Chicago requested it, and today is Scotty's birthday, the big 81, as in Candy and the Kisses do the 81. Yeah, Scotty is 81 today, and I hope he's doing well. And he requested the Soul Stirrers, and he requested Dee Clark doing Gloria, not the same as the Cadillacs, and the Miracles, if you're in the neighborhood. So we'll play all of them tonight, as well as some other requests, too. So it is unscreened completely, first come, first serve, since I have no idea who you are, and you might have to hang on quite a while, but I will take the calls in order. 888-876-5593, except every line is busy right now, so when you hear somebody hang up, your time to get in there. And WGN Radio, the Raleigh James Show, who are you? Where are you?
I am Johnny.
Yes, Austin, you are. Texas. Yes, you are. How are you feeling, Johnny?
I'm doing as good as I can. I got a little too much sun today. I was watching them put a new roof on the house, and it was some needed vitamin D, but I got a little more than I needed, so I need to get to my aloe vera plant and get some on that.
Oh, man, that's the last thing you want to have to do. I'm so sorry.
No, well, I could use it, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, no moderation here.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's right. What good is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, my best to John. It was good to hear him on the air last night.
Yes.
I don't know if he gets to hear you every night. I don't know what time he sleeps.
Well, I hope he sleeps quite a bit, and my hope is that he's sleeping right now. But if he's not, he might be listening, because he does check out those streams.
Yeah, well, good. I had a musical question for you.
Uh-oh.
That you might by the way, let me backtrack a second. I was happy that you played that Soul Stirrers song. And if you ever get around to it... I'm sure you probably heard it, but it's Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers, and happy birthday, Scotty.
Yeah.
The name of the song, it's A Mean Old World.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Now, they re-recorded it when he went to RCA and made a secular song out of it.
Yes.
But this is the original one on Specialty.
Right.
I guess it was Specialty, right?
Yes, it absolutely was.
Yeah, Mean Old World.
Okay.
You can just play the whole thing.
Okay. Well, at least 90 seconds of it anyway.
No, here's my question. We all know about the hit song in the summer of 69. It was number one for like 5 weeks, I think, by Bobby Taylor. No, it was by the Originals, called Baby, I'm For Real.
Yes.
And then in 1970, they came along with a big follow-up called The Bells.
Right.
Well, I discovered a couple of years ago an obscure Bobby Taylor and the Vancouver song on one of these Motown hard-to-find CDs called Motown Sings, Motown Treasures, or something like that. Anyway, it's got a Bobby Taylor and the Vancouver song titled Baby, I'm For Real. But it's different lyrics with the same musical bed behind it. And it's... I'm wondering what came first.
Well, of course, Baby, I'm For Real was Marvin Gaye and Anna. They wrote it. And I think Bobby Taylor with the Originals is how that worked, actually. You know, the Originals, of course, my God, Jimmy Ruffin was in that thing, too, as well, I think. But Bobby Taylor was with the Originals, taking the place of the Vancouvers as the background vocalists on The Bells. The Bells I Hear, actually. So
The Bells I Hear. I've also seen it titled as that.
Right, right. Well, The Bells I Hear was the copyrighted title, but
So what came first?
Oh, you mean the originals or Bobby Taylor?
Yeah, because we're talking about the two songs by the originals, Baby I'm For Real and The Bells, and then we're talking about this obscure one that I discovered by accident a couple of years ago by Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers. It was never a single.
Yeah. And then to also put in the mix that Norman Whitfield was in charge of the production on those songs, which was, you know, he was the guy with most of the psychedelic crap and all that. And so the thing originally, Marvin Gaye had written it and Bobby Taylor had recorded it. And then, you know, with along with the Bells. And then that whole thing got shelved and they rewrote it. And at that point, Marvin Gaye had every member of the band provide a lead vocal on some of the verses. And the singer would also, Marvin Gaye also produced You're the One, which failed to chart. And, you know, that's when Marvin Gaye was going to Berry Gordy and saying, hey, I want to produce my own stuff. And he basically used the originals to kind of prove that he could do that. And Baby I'm For Real, of course, did very well with Marvin Gaye. But anyway, so that was the deal. Bobby Taylor and the originals in place of the Vancouvers. And then Bobby Taylor and Vancouvers, of course, released it. But then later they rewrote it. So the original,
this Bobby Taylor came later?
No, the other way around. When I say Bobby Taylor and the originals, no. And of course, Bobby Taylor, that was a Canadian group. They were from Vancouver.
Right.
And, you know, that was, of course, Does Your Mama Know About Me and all that kind of stuff. But, you know about all that kind of stuff. But no, their version was first, is my understanding. And then later, there were all sorts of, you know, machinations going on at Motown. And you'd need somebody who knows more about Motown to tell you what that might have been. But later, it was rewritten, and then the originals did it as the hit.
If you ever have a chance and have a time to plug it in for a bumper, it'd be kind of cool to put that Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers version of "Baby I'm For Real" as they named it on the album, or "The Bells I Hear." Same thing.
Right, exactly. No, I do have that. But, of course, Bobby Taylor later sued Motown. He won, actually, as I remember. And so there was not a lot of love lost there. But it was originally Bobby Taylor, and the originals were doing the background vocalists on that, not the Vancouvers. And, of course, then late, and Marvin Gaye had written it, and then later they rewrote it as Baby I'm For Real. So The Bells I Hear was first with Bobby Taylor and, quote-unquote, the originals, and then it was rewritten as Baby I'm For Real.
I got you. Well, it was kind of an interesting thing to run into that I really think is quite nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's so many things that came out of Motown that just kind of got shunted aside that, sadly, you rarely, if ever, hear them. But I will. I'll look for that. I'll also see if I can't find it. I don't know if they ever did anything with it, but The Bells I Hear when it was, you know, not Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, but Bobby Taylor and the originals.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's another little facet to this.
Well, there is, but I don't know what happened to that. That's what I'm saying. Marvin Gaye wrote it as The Bells I Hear. Bobby Taylor with the originals, not the Vancouvers. It was the originals doing background vocals, Bobby Taylor being the vocalist, and Norman Whitfield was producing that. And nothing happened with that. There were all sorts of, like I say, internal things that I don't know. But then they rewrote it as Baby I'm For Real. And that's when they gave it to the originals without Bobby Taylor.
Amazing. Well, there's some real unknown stuff there. I paid a good price to get a copy on a album import.
Oh my God!
I
just
UK,
really.
I
by the way, you and I are just talking along, and this is fine. But the news is on WGN, and Dan did the right thing, by the way. So you and I are having I always tell him to do that. You know, just walk it right over me. So.
Oh, cool.
If you're listening on the stream, you're listening to Johnny and I. If you're listening on WGN, it doesn't really matter what I say because you're not hearing me. All right. So. And we thank Dan for paying attention because he'll keep me in line no matter what.
Yeah, he'd chop you right off.
Hey, and he should.
Just so you know to reset once we get out of the break.
Right, yeah, that's it.
Somebody's got to draw the line.
But he said, you better listen to the break, you better reset and come up with a bumper, and I will. Yes, D. Clark doing Gloria, I promise. Yeah, rather than just continue to prattle on.
Wonderful.
So today's Scotty's birthday?
Yes, it is, 81.
81.
Yeah.
And how's Scott? I've heard, did he not call in last night?
No, and I was a little concerned. Of course, he might not have gotten in because, you know, unscreened, every line's, you know, busy, but I don't know if anybody's there or not. We'll be finding that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And when you come off of a sports event like you did tonight, it might be a little quiet for a while.
Well, I don't know.
When they close out the game, they do promote your coming on.
And that's very nice of them, and the Blackhawks won tonight.
Good.
Yes, I know this because Carol Ford told me. Otherwise, I would never know this.
Oh, my goodness. So, well, back to your situation, I guess you're doing the best you can with what you got built, but
you know,
if it had to be, you're pretty fortunate.
Oh, yeah, no, as far as that goes, absolutely. I'm listening for the end of this break, so I play a bumper, so I've got one ear in you and one ear on that, so don't go away.
You got just under a minute.
Oh, I got a minute. Hey, all right, so we got almost a minute. Yeah, the hardest thing, absolutely hardest thing, is finding a temporary rental that has wired broadband.
Your basement is. I heard you talking
about
this last night.
Yeah, it's just murder. You know, and I'm trying to think of everything I can do.
Is this like apartment complex?
No, I don't care.
30 seconds.
Yeah. I don't care what it is. At this point, I'm looking at mansions in Scottsdale. I don't care. It's just got to have wired broadband. Hang on, don't go away, Johnny. WGN Radio. I'm Riley James, and yes, that is Dee Clark. I like that, too. And that, of course, is Gloria, 1957 on Falcon, and Scotty, the birthday boy in East Chicago, requested that. And we're talking to Johnny Goen, and I haven't heard it. I'm going to listen to it first, but there's a clip of Bobby Taylor featuring the Originals doing the bells on some old TV show. So I will listen to that, and if it's interesting, I will play it.
Speaking of interesting songs, I don't know if you've ever heard this. I don't know if she was a local artist, but she was on Peacock Records, one of the Don Robey labels.
Oh, yes.
In Houston. But the song was Jackie Verdell's Why Not Give Me a Chance.
Oh, absolutely. That's a great record.
Yeah, I would really enjoy hearing that sometime.
Okay.
She had another one about that time, but I don't even see it. I mean, I have it on a record somewhere. Called YKW.
Okay.
With Love and Kisses from YKW.
Okay, yeah.
But I don't see it anywhere. But Why Not Give Me a Chance is equally as good, if not better.
Yeah, absolutely. And she wrote it.
Was she from Houston or just on the Houston label?
I know she was on Peacock, of course. I have no idea, but I do know she wrote it. And what was interesting is usually with Don Robey, you would see his name or one of his pseudonyms. But on Why Not Give Me...
Dedrick Malone?
Yeah, exactly. But I'll tell you what, on Why Not Give Me a Chance, you'll see it at Jackie Verdell. She's the credited writer.
Really?
Yes. So, yeah, I know. For Don Robey, isn't that interesting?
I think your listeners might... have never heard it before.
Yeah. She's no longer with us, of course. She's been dead over 30 years now. And she's originally from Philadelphia, but I don't know if she was, Houston based it or not, but I know she was from Philly originally. She worked for Herman Lubinsky at Savoy. And so, and of course, like a lot of people, did a lot of the gospel stuff. And so,
I see a few of her things here as I'm looking around. Wasn't she on Decca?
Yes, 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 and Coral.
Yeah. Oh my God, she goes way back.
Coral was a subsidiary, but she did a lot of the background vocals with Sissy and Sissy Houston and Judy Clay. You know, the Drunkard Sisters, the Sweet Inspirations, and all that. She was involved in that, so she did a lot of background stuff. But I don't know if she had any presence in Houston. But the last time I heard her, I was a huge fan of Carmen. I don't know if you know Carmen.
No, I don't.
Yeah, some of that's my favorite, Carmen. But he put out this album, Radically Saved, in 1988 and did the Radically Saved tour. Of course, I had to go. And she sang in the choir on the Carmen album, Radically Saved. But if you ever heard some of that, I'll try to play that later for you.
By the way, I did enjoy that McKinley Travis last night called. Maybe what, is there something on your mind?
Yes, yes, it's a wonderful song.
Oh, that's one of those East L.A. low riders.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, that's right. Huggy Boy Lives.
Oh man. Well, yeah. I know you got other calls.
Thanks for calling, Johnny.
John, and take it a day at a time.
And you too. Keep me posted.
I'll do.
Okay. Thanks. All right.
Okay, have a good one.
You too. Bye. We'll try to do that, Jackie Verdell. Yeah, and maybe some of that Carmen too. So 888-876-5593. It's WGN Radio and the Raleigh James Show. Who are you? Where are you?
Hey, Raleigh. It's Marianne from Chicago.
Marianne, how are you?
Well, better than you guys. Well, I was so worried about you guys, but I'm so happy. John's a tough cookie.
Yes, he's going to be just fine. It's going to be a tough year for him, but he'll be fine.
Well, we're all pulling for him, so.
Yeah, every time
can't ask for more than that, right?
Exactly. And every time the doctors say, "You're one lucky man," he looks at him and says, "I don't feel lucky." But
when he says, "You're one lucky man," he should look at you and say, "Yeah, you see my wife?"
Oh, jeez. Right now I'm a wreck. Trust me.
I bet. I will. I mean, I can only imagine how bad you felt when they took off in the helicopter and left you behind.
Well, no, I mean, I knew that would be the case.
I know, but don't you feel helpless?
No, I felt helpless when I realized that he was in the backyard for, what, 10, 15 minutes while I'm drying my hair, and I don't even know it? You know, I mean, I felt bad about that. And then, of course, I still think part of the stroke was brought on by all those album boxes he was lifting, because I had been bitching that we got to go through this stuff and get rid of that. You know, so, yeah, I felt really guilty about that.
Well, I'm glad you guys are back.
Yeah.
Before I forget, happy birthday, Scotty, if you're listening.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm still playing the lotto, Scotty, trying to help you out.
Good, good, good.
And, this morning, you were mentioned on the John Williams Show.
Really? Oh, that's interesting.
It was so funny. He had people calling in about to name songs that had a story behind it, like The Cats in the Cradle and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And somebody called and said, how about the original Puff the Magic Dragon by Peter, Paul, and Mary? And he goes, the original? Who else sang it? And she goes, I don't know. And he goes, well, you know what? He goes, I know somebody that would know. If you call Rally James tonight, she'll tell you who the drummer was, what record label they were on. Oh, my God. I was like, he knows you so well, doesn't he?
That's so funny. Well, actually, Peter wrote it. Peter Yarrow wrote that. And
he was right, you know.
It was based on a poem by Leonard Lipton.
And
Leonard Lipton had written a poem about a dragon in the 50s, and when Peter Yarrow came across it, he wrote the lyrics to Puff. And I think that he had searched for Lipton to give him credit for the song, and I don't know if he ever found him. At the time that Leonard Lipton wrote it, he was a kid at Cornell University, a teenager. And he had written the poem based on an Ogden Nash poem, The Tale of Custard the Dragon. And so that's how it came about. But the funniest thing is that was on one of the songs that the FBI claimed was a song that was encouraging drug use.
Yeah, I know. I, you know, Okay, I was born in 1952, grew up with the song, and pretty much everybody thought that's what it was. But I didn't care because I thought it was a really pretty song and sad when the little boy lost his dragon and, you know, all that stuff. But
you know, but I don't know that that was even the case. Peter Yarrow certainly never copped to it. He said it had no relationship to drug taking. It had hardships of growing older.
And, growing up and losing your innocence.
All, and he said there's no other meaning but that. And so that was a deal. And I think there was a fictitious trial about it in some performance. And but no, there was absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're back. I was so worried. I even called Daytime WGN to ask them what was going on, and they weren't sure.
Well, next week I will not be on because we will be trying to relocate John and hopefully, like I say, set up something temporary for about 30 days. And I'm looking for, like I say, a place with wired broadband for 30 days. And you'd think that I was asking them to solve the grand unified theory. They don't even understand what this is in most places. And so,
unfortunately.
So, right. So we're going around and around about that. But then after that, a month from now, I'll be off for another week at some point, or a few days anyway, while we move to something permanent. So a lot of moving at this point.
I'm glad he's eventually coming home with outpatient therapy, because I'm the one that called you about that.
Yes.
I don't believe in that right now, that you should be in a place where it's understaffed.
No, COVID.
And this is the flu season, okay?
No. Well, I will say he's in the he's in the Taj Mahal of rehabs. I'm not too worried about him, but believe me. But that said, nobody likes to be there, especially when I had to come back to Globe. So March 1st we'll get him out of there, because I will find wired broadband or die trying. But
you're more comfortable when you're trying to convalesce at home.
Oh, of course. No, that part goes without saying. But if I don't get the wired broadband, you don't get to hear me. All right. So, all right.
I got to give and take somewhere, right?
That's it. All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And we say goodbye to Mary Ann, and we put somebody else on hold, and we have one line available for you. And your calls coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So there it is, Jackie Verdell. Johnny and I were just talking about that. March of 1963, the first release on Peacock. And she wrote it. O.V. Wright did it in 69. And then Ruby Wilson did it in the 80s, and so did Ruby Johnson, actually. So there have been a few versions of that, but that was the original. And Jackie Verdell, sadly, she's no longer with us. So let's see what we do. We go to, I'm not sure who, we'll find out who, on WGN Radio. Welcome to the Raleigh James Show. Who are you? Where are you?
Hello, Raleigh. This is Lisa from Dundee.
Yes, it is. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? our trooper. I'll tell you what. I don't know. You just are a trooper.
Well, what's the choice?
I mean, I know you. I know that because I've been in that arena before a couple times, so I understand that. But still, I didn't expect you to come back quite as soon, and you're always so compassionate about other people's issues, and I don't know. I just, you're a very special person.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I was just so happy to hear John yesterday, and when he asked for a question and everything, it was great.
Yeah. He's going to be fine. It'll be a long road for him, but he's got he's got perseverance, and I'm not concerned about that. And once I find wired broadband for a month, I'll feel happier too. Because
it'll be much better as
I really want to do the show, and I can't do it without it. And my buddy at WGN is a lifesaver. I mean, I would not be walking and talking straight without Sean Compton. It's that simple. And
really?
He's let me know that, hey, whatever you need, whatever time you need, and that means just the world to me, as does he. But I still would like to be doing this rather than not doing this, so hopefully next week will be the last week we have to take off. But in the meantime, calling around for wired broadband and doing everything. I'm now about to join The Landing. Hello, Landing. It's a vacation home club or something. I don't know. And 70%...
Is it like the Villages in Florida?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. They got places all over the country, but the deal is, A, it's sight unseen, and B, you read the reviews, and I'll admit, over 70% of the people love this company. Now, another 16% have horror stories that cause me to shiver. And so, I think to myself, well, I don't know. But I think I'm about to rent a 4-bedroom home with a pool because I want wired broadband, and I don't guarantee I'll get it.
Gosh, I wish you lived closer to me.
Exactly.
I could have helped you.
Yeah. Well,
I can screen call.
That, yeah, I'm sure you could. No, but and John will be back screening them. He's looking forward to that. But just gotta find the place first. And then once we, at the end of March, I found a place that we can be in for a year, which is good. But got to get
that
through those 31 days. And of course, I got to move the stuff too. And that's
right.
I mean, all day today, I was trying to tear apart a studio. And in the meantime, label everything, because being now a fossil, I don't remember everything so well. It's like, I know I put it together the first time, but don't guarantee I can do it again. So,
do you have help down there?
No.
Or
no.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Have you ever told the story of why you live in this area?
Okay.
Where nobody else lives?
Oh, here's the deal. Many years ago, 1980, I had a good friend who I had worked with in the 60s. In fact, we worked at a country radio station, and he was putting together a music bingo game. It was really a sales promotion, but it was one of the most ingenious promotions ever. Well, anyway, he did really well with it. He made a lot of money. All right, so 1980, he was a rock jock in Los Angeles, and he called me, and he said, I'm going to be 50 years old. I can't keep playing rock and roll records. I want to put a station on the air. I said, go for it. Well, back then, you could, if you did the engineering and you found the frequency and it wasn't affecting anybody else, you could apply for and put your radio station on the air. But by 1980, they were giving the engineering to women and minorities. So if, even though it was your engineering, if a woman or minority wanted to use it to file for the license, they would usually get it. So my buddy lost 6 licenses, and he called me. And he said, I'm sick of doing this engineering. I need your help. I said, you want my name? He said, no. That would be unethical. I want your brains. I want you to help find me a place. Here's what I'm looking for, Raleigh. I'm looking for the worst place on earth that happens to be only an hour or two from good medical. And I want the worst place on earth because, it's got to have some type of an economic base, but that way no one will file on me. So I found him some stations and frequencies. And he did the engineering on a couple of them and actually was awarded stations. And so I was happily 10 years ago minding my own business, and he called me and he said, hey, Raleigh, remember the worst place on earth? I said, oh, yeah. He said, you're about to own 2 radio stations in it because I'm dying. I said, oh, God. And he said, get here, like now. And I said, oh, God. And so this shows you what a good heart John said. He said, well, why not? And so off to Globe, Arizona, we came. And unfortunately, he did die. He had cancer for over 10 years, had 200 rounds of chemo, this guy would drive himself to Mayo and be still doing morning drive on the air at this radio station, one of them.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, just amazing. He just, but the, his secret to longevity was developing the screw-it attitude. No matter what it was, it just, oh, screw it. So I walked into 10 years of delayed maintenance. And I remember going in the backyard behind the station, and I said, Bill, there's a Yagi on the lawn. That's an antenna. And I said, what is it? He said, oh, no. And I said, well, I think I better find out. And so I sent John to the roof. I said, make sure there's something that is working up there. He said, why? I said, because the public service monitors need one. And so anyway, sure enough, no, there was no public service monitor. The antenna was on the lawn. And so on and on this went. I mean, so for the last 9 years, John and I have been single-handedly been doing cleanup on 10 years of delayed maintenance. You know, we've replaced transmitters, we've replaced buildings and all that. No wonder he had a stroke. I don't blame him.
So you didn't pick this area.
Oh, hell no. Oh, well, actually, yes, I picked the area as the worst place on earth.
Right.
And it was funny because when he died, the town all showed up for a memorial service. And I told the story and I said, and Bill called me and said, remember the worst place on earth? And that's all I said. And everybody started to laugh. I said, yep, that's it. And so, so that's how we got there. No, I didn't pick it. But Bill was very bright. Because he could have gone up in the Pinales, and for ego's sake, he would have covered parts of Phoenix, but there's no money in that, of course.
Yeah.
And so he stayed on the highest hill in Globe with a 360-foot self-supporting tower, and guess what? All the cell companies need it to cover the area. Hello! So, you know, that's certainly what pays the bills. And that's the deal. Yeah. So now you know.
Wow. I always wondered.
All right. Well, ended the hour, and thank you for your good wishes, and I'll
thank
talk to you soon.
And happy birthday, Scotty.
Yes.
And we'll talk soon.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. All right. Thanks, Lisa. Right. Appreciate it. Yeah, and your calls are coming up next hour right here on WGN Radio.
Well, I got this friend named T.J. Clyde. Who sees this strength our God inside? So he says to me, hey, I want some of that. I say, Clyde, it's easy as 1, 2, 3. You just say this simple prayer with me. He said, not me, but I still want some of that. With this salesman Lyle, so he says with a $1 million smile, why that's interesting, you know, here I'd like some of that. I said, Lyle, you're gonna have to humble your pride and ask the Lord to come inside. He said, oh, but I still want some of that. In astrology, that horoscope you read is just a waste. You can't find it looking at the stars, Jupiter, the moon, and Mars. 'Cause you'll soon find that all you got was space.
WGN Radio, I'm Robbie James. That's Carmen. We're talking with Johnny in Austin about Carmen. And Verdell, who did some backup singing for him. But yeah, just great, great lyrics on that. Yeah, you can't find it smoking dope or weed, because one fine day you're going to see the dope that's being smoked by friends is you. So good stuff. All right, so 888-876-5593. Who are you? Where are you? Welcome to the Raleigh James Show on WGN Radio. You're gone. Well, it makes sense. It's probably been hours. Well, not hours, but enough. All right. We'll try again on WGN Radio. Who are you? Where are you? Well, we lost you two. So, yeah. And that was 57 minutes on hold. Who can blame it? So let's see. I just realized. Oh, my God. 47 minutes. Let's see if we have a trooper here. Welcome to WGN Radio. Who are you? Where are you?
Hi, Raleigh. I'm John from Covington, Kentucky.
Hey, John. Thanks for waiting.
Oh, that's all right. My pleasure. I just want you to know. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to get my annual forehead dirty, and you know what I mean.
Of course. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It is Ash Wednesday. Today is
absolutely. And
Shrove Tuesday. Yes.
I just want you to know I'm going to leave a few minutes early. We have a corner in our parish. for Campbell's, and mm-hmm. you were talking about Peter Yarrow.
Yes.
One of my favorite songs he wrote is called Light One Candle. Well, mm-hmm. tomorrow, when I leave early for church, I'm going to light two candles, one for John and one for you.
Thank you so much. And John was an altar boy when he was young.
As I was, too. Yeah. Anyhow, talking about Peter Yarrow.
Yeah.
One night, this is probably 40 years ago, I was still living with my parents, and we had one of them clunky, it was a nice house, but it was a clunky house, no air conditioning, and it was like August, and it was like, oh my God. So I said, the heck with this. So yeah. I just got a hotel room for the night, you know, so I could sleep.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had the TV on, and it was one of these religious 4 o'clock in the morning type.
Sure.
Yeah, and the guest was Peter Yarrow, and the host was a rabbi, and he said, "People don't realize it, but I'm the only Jewish folk singer that I can think of." Yeah, and it is true.
Well, I don't know if he is, because I think there were a number of Jewish folk singers, if you think about it. I'll have to make a list for you, because I don't normally think about people by their religion, but I think there absolutely were, because, you know, that whole beatnik movement in Greenwich Village, a lot of Jewish, you know, folk singers and poets and things like that.
Well, yeah, I didn't realize that. Anyway, he was, we were into the thing, I was watching it, and he said that... he said it was about 6 months before Puff hit, and they were still playing the colleges.
Right.
And it was somewhere in North Carolina. They found out that he was Jewish, and when they were going to the bus, their bus, and bottles and rocks and pelted.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that awful?
Well, it is. And,
anyway,
you know, I mean, look at people like Phil Oakes or Arlo Guthrie. You know,
I love Arlo Guthrie.
Well, he's of Jewish origin.
Yeah. Oh, so that means Woody Guthrie was.
Well, yes, that would mean. Well, I don't know if it's his mother. You know, I have no.
Oh,
no
on
idea.
His mom's side.
I don't know. I don't know. Actually, I just knew that he was from Brooklyn, and originally his sister was a record producer too. But originally, there was a story about him. He got his bar mitzvah from Rabbi Meir Kahane. You know, the guy JDL, Jewish Defense League. And he said, "Well, Rabbi Kahane was really a nice patient teacher." Well, let me tell you, he might have been a nice patient teacher then, but well, even Woody Guthrie said after. I mean, Arlo Guthrie said after me, he kind of went haywire. So
the other thing, Arlo Guthrie, he already had Alice's Restaurant out and did well with it. And we have a small venue here in Cincinnati, holds 1,500. I don't know if you're, you know Bogart's?
Sure.
Yeah, and I seen him 3 years in a row at Bogart's, and that thing holds 1,500, and it could hold a lot, or he could play to a much bigger crowd. Mm-hmm. I guess he just likes the smaller settings, but he puts on, he's big into audience participation.
Yeah.
He's awesome. Arlo Guthrie is awesome.
Yeah.
The city of New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just looked him up, by the way. It was his mother who was Jewish. And his maternal grandmother was a Yiddish poet, Aliza Greenblatt.
And Arlo, his son, when they play, would not back 40 years ago when I seen him, but now when they do shows, his son plays the keyboards, and Arlo can play just about anything. I seen him do it. It was amazing. Getting back to Peter Yarrow, if I may, I'm so proud of Cincinnati and the fact that they asked him, what's the best place you ever played as far as acoustics? And it wouldn't hold true now because they remodeled it, but back then he said Music Hall in Cincinnati, because it's acoustically perfect.
Ooh.
And here's a guy that played all over the world.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
I'll let you go and please stay well and eat a vegetable every day. You got to promise me.
A vegetable.
A vegetable.
Really?
Yeah, it'd be good for you.
Well, let's see. I'll have to make a list of things that will qualify as vegetables. All right, good deal. I'll try. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, usually it's if it's not sold at Sonic or whatever. But we'll see what we can do on that. Yeah, Arlo Guthrie, well, he actually became a libertarian and very active for a moment there in the Libertarian Party. So putting a couple of people on hold. And let's see what else we have. Well, I see patiently waiting 30 minutes or two callers, and we're going to talk to them next right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. And totally on screen, though, so you might have to wait a while, but I sure appreciate you doing that. We were just talking about Jewish folk singers. Can't forget Country Joe McDonald. He would count, wouldn't he? Yeah, his mother was Jewish. Florence Plotnick, in fact, she was the daughter of Russian Jewish immigrants who served for a lot of years on the Berkeley City Council, and they were big members of the Communist Party. And in fact, Joe McDonald was named after Joseph Stalin before his mother and father did renounce that cause. Yes, came to their senses, so to speak. But anyway, so yes, I think he'd somewhat count as folk. Yeah, well. All right, that'll probably be a debate. So, let's see. Welcome to WGN Radio. Who are you? Where are you?
I'm Eric in Joshua Tree.
Hello, Eric. How are you?
He's okay. Maxwell.
Good, good. So, he had the surgery?
No. She told me that we took him down there on February 8th.
Right.
1,000 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, he's in really good health for the shape he's in.
Right.
17.5 years old. And we do not recommend doing the surgery because they would risk losing him with the general anesthesia.
Sure.
And he's in good shape. They gave him, he's got arthritis. He's got to take Cosequin once a day. She told me to squeeze a fish oil capsule on his food. And I do steam broccoli for him and cauliflower and salmon fish. Good things for bears. Good things for bears and dogs. Yeah.
This is great.
And he got a good report, Raleigh. And you know what? You're an angel. I was born at the Mayo Clinic at 4 pounds, 11 ounces in 1971.
Wow.
They did save my life. I am from Rochester, Minnesota.
All right.
And I know how important it was to get John to Mayo.
Yes,
you know
absolutely.
What? Yes. Okay.
Yes. 100%.
And I have three requests. I love you in God's way, not like that. Oh, we're having a haboob.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Annie took me to the store. Yeah, it's getting in your teeth. That it looks like a sand cloud, but it's a wet sand cloud.
Oh yeah.
In your teeth.
Yeah, no, they're big in Arizona, but yeah. So how long that been going on now?
We, at 4 o'clock today, my driver, I went to Bermuda Dunes. I've got kidney disease.
Oh.
I will not see doctors in this tumbleweed of a town, Joshua Tree.
Yes.
I went to Bermuda Dunes Indian Wells
today. Good.
Lovely.
Good.
Lovely.
Good.
And we have a plan, and my kidneys are out, but they're going to get better. My blood sugar was 330.
Oh, no. Oh, you have to get
I know.
Well,
I know.
That
put me on the double dose of metformin twice a day at the maximum, or you're going to start getting the shots.
Oh,
and he goes,
God.
If you follow my plan, oh, my God, with a handsome doctor, slick, shiny, and smart. Like a Mayo doctor, but Desert Oasis in Bermuda Dunes, Indian Wells.
Yeah.
But now, I want to mention the Bermuda Dunes Airport. You know it?
Yes.
Murph's Gaslight is a beautiful restaurant right at the Bermuda Dunes Airport where the private jets go in and out.
Yes.
And I love the fried chicken. I used to live I rescued Maxwell in Bermuda Dunes in 2007. I've
really?
Had him since 2007. Yes, I did, in Indio. Yeah.
Wow.
And I lived in Bermuda Dunes.
Well, yeah. I know they had Murph's Gaslight there for, for a long time. Yeah, and yeah, you can see some really nice private jets go in and out of that airport at Crown Arrow. Yeah.
I absorbed Bermuda Dunes today. I'm in Joshua Tree. This is rugged. It's kind of pretend rugged because your rich people come here and they want to pretend you're rugged. I mean, I'm rugged because I live here. I mean, this is really it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm from Rochester, Minnesota, so that's special for Mayo.
Oh, yeah. But, no, I know. Spent much time at the Kohler Hotel there, the Kohler. So, yeah, absolutely.
Kohler.
The Kohler, yes, you betcha.
Raleigh, I'm going to let you go, and I have a heartfelt feeling for you and John.
Well, thank you. Thank
My
you.
My mom's in Apache Junction right now, and she doesn't know what a broadband is. I said, what about your rich friends that have all these other private trailers over there?
So, yeah, no, I'm
I said, Raleigh's going to know what she's going to do.
Yeah,
I'm not going to bother this. You are the smartest lady on the universe.
Well, it's very nice of you to say. Yes, okay.
Family by Dolly Parton.
Okay.
Abigail Blue by J.D. McPherson.
Wow, okay.
And I'm Coming Home. Although, when you hear them sing it, they'll always say, I'm going home. But the title is I'm Coming Home by Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis.
Okay. All right. I'll do it.
And I love you in God's way, and thank you for praying for my dog.
Yes, no,
he
that's...
He's going to be 18. You know what? I prayed for you, too.
Well,
and my chaplain is at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota.
All right. No, that's terrific, Eric. And that's wonderful, wonderful news. Delighted to hear it.
You be good now.
All right. You too. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And I think I see an area code. Sometimes numbers pop up if you've called often enough. And I believe we're going to Milwaukee in moments. But first, we're checking out the news on WGN Radio.
In my direction, I caught it in my hands today. I finally made a tricky French connection. You winked and gave me your okay. I'll take you on a trip beside the ocean and drop the top at Chesapeake Bay. Ain't nothing like the sky to dose a potion. The moon will send you on your way. Feels right. Moonlight. Feels right. We'll lay back and observe the constellations and watch the moon smiling bright. I'll play the radio on southern stations, 'cause southern bells are hail at night. Say you came to Baltimore from Ole Miss, a class of 7-4 gold ring. right. Moonlight feels right.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that's Starbuck. And that was a request, as you might guess. Oh, yes, that's the marimba solo. You don't want to miss the marimba solo. Very few pop songs with a marimba solo. And if you were wondering, that is Bo Wagner on the marimba. And, you might remember him from the Lawrence Welk Show. You think I'm making this up? Not a chance. He also toured with the Fifth Dimension in Liberace. Yeah, there you go. Go, Bo! All right, so it was Don and Juliet who requested we play Moonlight Feels Right. And actually, I kind of like Starbuck. There were several things they did. Lash LaRue and a number of other things. I Got to Know was also at least a chart record. 1975 on Private Stock. So, go, Bo. And the marimba. All right, so we will check out, Milwaukee. Welcome to WGN Radio and the Raleigh James Show. Who are you? Where are you?
Hi, Raleigh. It's Mary from Milwaukee.
All right.
I'm doing great. It is so good to hear you. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Remember what Steve Bryant said to you. Your callers really, really love you. He was right.
And I really appreciate that. And as I say, here this week, gone next week, but hopefully after that, I will be on the air again regularly.
And the Lord gave you and John two miracles. First of all, that John survived that stroke that most people don't.
Yeah.
And secondly, I don't know if you noticed, because you're so busy thinking about all the other things you have to do alone now, but last night almost every person that called said they didn't know what was going on, but the Lord had us praying for you.
Well, thank
you. The Lord brings all of his children together when he wants us to pray for someone, and we just do what he says.
And
we were all praying for you.
And I think I really do believe it makes a very big difference. And,
I do too.
Yeah.
And it was great to hear John do Marvel trivia, so we knew that his mind was fine.
Oh, yes. Yes. I'll tell you, after two sessions, they gave up on that. They said, you're fine. We don't need to talk to you about any of this.
That's great. I'm not going to talk long because we don't have that much time and there's other people holding, but I wasn't going to say this, but when you played Carmen, I have to say it. I remember Carmen, but the only thing I can remember is him standing on stage on TV. I never actually saw him doing something north, south, east, west, and the whole audience was singing with him. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Kind of like a rap thing. Oh, okay.
Yes, absolutely. And all of his albums are available. And did a number of great things.
And switching lanes here to where I was going to, happy birthday to Scotty.
Yes.
And I have a Sam Cooke request that I've been going to call for months and request anyway, if I can add it to Scotty's Sam Cooke request. It's Everybody Loves the Cha-Cha-Cha.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And last week, or this is my last thing, then I'm done. Last week or week before on PBS, they did this wonderful retrospective. It was either an hour and a half or 2 hours, because I missed the beginning, on Sam Cooke. And one of the things, they showed a clip of him and Jackie Wilson performing live in some little dive club where it's like one spotlight on this itty bitty stage and you think they're going to fall off into the dark, one of those kind of things.
Yeah.
But that was what they did, was Everybody Loves the Cha-Cha-Cha. And then they did that little spin that Jackie Wilson was known for. They did it in unison. It was really cool.
Oh, neat.
Just a minute, but
neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's it for me. God bless you. I'm so glad you're back. We all are glad you're back.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And thank you for the prayers. They do make a difference.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good deal. So, yeah, and as I think I said it last night, is at first, before they got to assist John, they said, well, I don't know if he'll walk out of here. I said, he's walking with the Lord. He'll walk out of here. All right. So, who are you? Where are you? Welcome to the Raleigh James Show.
This is James from the South Side.
Hey, James.
How are you doing? I was going to point out there is one actual rather bizarre guest benefit. You don't have to worry about the bird, basically, those eagles, falcons, or whatever they are.
Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, believe me. Just because we're not here doesn't mean that the raptor won't be here. And we're hoping that that all we've done will deter said bird from another nest. But she has tried to build one twice this year so far. So we don't know.
Oh,
yeah, that could happen again. Well, as long as the bird doesn't short it out as it did last year. But, you know, as long as it doesn't try to use, you know, parts of the ground system to secure said nest, we should be all right.
Yeah. Oh, and I was going to say about one story thing that I did send you about. Okay. Apparently, let's put it this way. Megan and Harry have now become the scourge of South Park.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh, that cartoon,
yeah.
Apparently they're lawyering up.
Yeah, no, interesting. I'll look for that. I'll look for that story, and maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow night. We got an hour tomorrow night, so we'll
okay.
see. Or Thursday.
Yeah.
Thanks, James. I appreciate it. And all the links. It's just wonderful.
Okay, you
thanks.
Guys take care. God bless, and happy birthday, Scotty.
Yes. I hope he's well.
Yeah,
right.
I was going to mention about the person who was worried about the Brazilian butt lift that they ended up, okay, they had something else to worry about. How that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that tomorrow. Now.
I'll count on it. Thanks. Appreciate it. So.
Okay.
Hopefully we will get to you coming up here on WGN Radio.
The way she walks, the way she talks, how long can I pretend? Oh, I can't help it, I'm in love with the girl of my best friend. Her skin so fair, this could go on, never end. Oh, I can't help it, I'm in love with the girl of my best friend.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That, of course, is Ralph Donner. Alternate take from the 45, Girl of My Best Friend, 1961 on Gone. Yes, and it was Sam and Gurney who wanted to hear that. Beverly Ross co-wrote that. And yeah, she was quite the trip. She co-wrote A Lollipop as well. And yeah, in fact, Phil Spector stole a riff from her and became Spanish Harlem. Never got any credit. She wrote a book. Yeah. I was the first girl Phil Spector murdered. Yeah, right. And sadly, she's no longer with us either. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And welcome to WGN Radio. Who are you? Where are you? Well, you're gone is where you are. And who would blame you? You're waiting 28 minutes. And I apologize for that. So I think we have another 28-minute waiter. We'll see if they stuck it out. Who are you? Where are you?
Hey, it's Mark from Aurora.
Hey, Mark. All right.
I wanted to tell everybody how nice Peter, Paul, and Mary were to me. Before Mary became tired out from her cancer, she was so affectionate. I met Noel Paul Stuckey at a Ravinia concert because back in those days I wanted to write music reviews, and he tried to give me some guidance as to how to go about doing that. And Mary at another Ravinia concert was so warm and affectionate. She reached her hand out and put it on my shoulder and, you know, greeted me and asked me how I was doing and so forth. And another time at Ravinia, I came to the outdoor backstage area, and what do you know? Peter Yarrow made me feel self-conscious. He said, he said, "Oh, Mark wants to get through. Everybody get, you know, everybody back up and let him by," because he knew I was blind. And then there was a concert that Paul Stuckey did at a John Guest evangelistic crusade, and the moment he saw me, now he has got to be one of the most demonstrative men I have ever encountered, because he threw his arms around me and kissed me on the forehead.
Oh, that's
and
great.
He said, "Well, I can see that you're doing well because you're smiling." And, you know, we had a brief talk, and I just have to reminisce about how nice all three of these people were to me.
That's terrific.
And Paul Stuckey always got me tickets to get backstage at Ravinia and see them. And Noel Paul Stuckey put out an album that I guess didn't do very well, but it had a song on it about a special needs child that a woman in a hospital was going to abort, and then a nurse on duty convinced her not to. And that was what the whole song was about, was how this special needs child had a place in God's creation and wasn't meant to be aborted and so forth. So just a few words for you about Peter, Paul, and Mary. They are and were fine human beings. I mean, Mary Travers is no longer with us, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's wonderful to hear, because very often a number of people who do very well forget humanity.
Yeah.
And it's terrific to hear that. All right. And
I've found them to be terrific people.
That's wonderful. Well, you're doing well, I know, and the apartment's wonderful, so this is good.
Yeah,
now, have you? Let me ask you a final question here. Have you had a chance to DX from it?
Oh, yeah, I mentioned that last night. The reception is wonderful up here.
Good, so I'm delighted
and
to hear that.
I'm about to experiment with the cable wire to see if it'll enhance my short wave.
Oh, that could be interesting. Let me know.
Yeah.
All right.
I will.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it, Mark.
Okay.
So, 888-876-5593. And let's see. Someone has a real trooper hanging on 32 minutes. Well, if he's still there, welcome to WGN Radio. Who are you? Where are you?
Hi, Raleigh. This is Richard, and I'm calling from Terre Haute, Indiana.
Hey, Richard. Thank you.
I'm listening on streaming. This is my first time calling you. I've been listening to you since last summer, and I decided I was finally going to call you and let you know how much I appreciate your program.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Yeah, Terre Haute. That's a lovely town.
It's always nice to listen to you, because it's not like so much you hear on talk radio with all the politics and all that other stuff. It's just like a bunch of old friends just sitting around talking.
Yeah, that's
I really enjoy it.
That's all it is. Yeah, no, I knew Terre Haute because at one time I had thought about going to Rose Holman. So.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's neat. Well, good. I'm delighted you called. Now, what can I do to make you do it again?
Well, now that I've done it my first time, I'm sure I'll do it another.
I'm counting on it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you have a good evening.
Okay, you too. So, how about that? And sure appreciate him hanging on. Yeah, that was, I guess, 38 minutes or so. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, now these calls are telling me how long you've been holding, so I can do this absolutely in order. 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Welcome to WGN Radio. It's the Raleigh James Show. Who are you? Where are you? Oh, see, 8 minutes and he's gone. Well, can't blame you a bit. Let's see. We've got 9 minutes now. Welcome to WGN Radio. Who are you? Where are you?
Hello, Professor.
Oh, how's it going? What's happening?
How are you? Same old, same old.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you're back on air.
Yeah.
And I have been praying for you and for him. And let's see what else is going on. I'm going to be sending you a couple of emails. One is a link for a hominid-ish.
Oh, good. Yes. Oh, good. Hominid questions. That'll be wonderful.
Yeah. And there will be a couple other things. Either they're going to be a series of singles, or I'm going to condense them.
Okay.
I just moving from one email account to another email account. condense them down. What else going on? Let's see. Is that going on? Because that's going on. As usual, the weather is squirrely up here.
Yeah.
There's four counties up here. They're going to get snow tomorrow and Thursday, and the rest of the state ain't going to get a thing. It's weird up here right now, Raleigh.
Well, I'll tell you, in Globe, we're expecting some snow probably tomorrow and Thursday. So.
Down?
Yeah.
Snow?
Yeah. Well, we got some altitude here. So yeah, we'll see what happens. Could just be rain, but right now they're saying looks like it'll be snow. We'll see. So yeah, on top of everything else, I'll deal with that.
Well, you have yourself a very good rest of the evening. Get
All
a good
right,
night's sleep, and I'll listen to you tomorrow.
All right. Good deal. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you, and happy birthday to Scotty, right?
Yes, absolutely. Appreciate it.
All righty.
Thanks.
And
yeah.
Let us know before your birthday so we can get you on your birthday, okay?
Oh, no. Talk to you later. let's leave that just right where it is. So, yeah. I mentioned Rose Holman said I wanted to go there. As you probably know, I couldn't have at that time because I don't think women were admitted until, like, 1991. But, you know, in my ignorance, it was one of the places that I had applied early. And, yeah, it didn't work out too well. But an absolute good school. And they had some cooperative arrangements with St. Mary of the Woods, and Indiana State, of course, which is there too. But they were great for engineering. Probably still are. I know they did a lot of early computer stuff in the 80s before many schools were who were still teaching Fortran or something. But yeah, they were going ahead with that with real stuff. So I've got about 2 minutes left, and they belong to you if you're still there. Who are you? Where are you? And welcome to WGN.
Randy, Illinois. This is Jim.
Hey, all right.
I asked you a couple of weeks ago to play Johnny and Joe.
And I did.
Oh, you played it?
You didn't hear it?
Well, I must have missed it because yeah. It was so many games coming on until...
All right, well, let me write it down again, and I will play it again. Yeah, I played it, and I also, when I played it, I also mentioned that much later they did Kingdom of Love, which was a great song as well. But you betcha. You didn't even listen. All right, well, I only have 1 hour tomorrow night, the midnight hour, and I'll try and play it for you tomorrow night.
Good deal.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and on that note, we thank Dan for having to listen to the whole show. We thank you for calling, yes, and keeping it clean, on Unscreened Radio. So after the game tomorrow night, which should be about midnight Central Time, we'll spend an hour together, and I'm looking forward to it. Until then, I guess that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.